EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 2, Easy to Understand Language, in short, ETU, Element 4, the language of ETU, video lecture, discourse of ETU. My name is Sergio Hernandez Garrido from the University of Hildesheim. In this short video lecture, I will talk about the discourse level of easy to understand language texts. I will focus on the aspects of intertextuality, presupposed knowledge, and text types. First, on intertextuality. Texts have intertextual relations with other texts. This intertextuality may come in different forms: implicit or explicit reference to another text or more than one single text. An example are citations. Intertextuality may also take the form of implicit or explicit reference to the whole text type. From intertextual knowledge, regular readers deduce information on what to expect from a text. What are supposedly its functions, its contents? As I already stated, text may refer to other single texts, explicitly or implicitly. These other texts contain information that the authors expect the audience to know. This presupposed knowledge is necessary to understand the initial text. The readers may not know the information but still be able to know where they can find the information that is needed to understand the initial text. Sometimes, the text authors explicitly indicate which are the texts they refer to. This can be done through citations or other forms of mentioning. By these means, the authors can indicate the source of the presupposed information. Often, the reference to the source text is implicit or vague. In any case, texts that presuppose knowledge from other texts are complex for the readers to process. Readers need to identify the intertextual references, and perhaps and they even need to fill in the information they do not know prior to going on reading the initial text. Experienced readers might know the text that the authors refers to. This helps them to process the text quicker and more easily. The target groups of easy to understand language usually do not have the same reading experience or previous knowledge on the text subject as the author or experienced readers do. Intertextuality therefore requires text experience. If intertextuality is presupposed, it is a hazard to comprehensibility. If an information from another text is needed in easy to understand language, it may not be sufficient to just refer to a specific source. Instead, it will be helpful to directly indicate where the information is to be found and to give a short summary on the information that can be found in these sources. If the information is very relevant to the text, it should be added directly to the text in easy to understand language. It should be considered if the information is in easy to understand format or not. If it is not, it will probably not be accessible to the primary target groups. For example, in the field of legal communication, it is not always possible to avoid references to laws and regulations. These laws and regulations are not written in easy or plain language, but rather in expert legal language. Therefore, it cannot be expected that the target groups have previous knowledge on the laws and regulations that are cited in the text. What is more, they will not have access to the referred text as it is too complex both linguistically and conceptually. Information that is needed will thus have to be given directly in the easy-to-understand text. Addition is one of the principles of easy-to-understand languages. Relevant information that cannot be presupposed and that may not be accessible for the target groups has to be added. Intertextuality in online formats. Online texts are hypertexts. They bring intertextuality to another level, but also open new ways to add information. A hypertext with its links is not just limited to what is seen on the screen, but rather represents a whole web of texts. The content is not represented in a linear fashion, but consists of many single texts that are linked. This opens a new set of opportunities for the creation of content in easy-to-understand language. To use the hypertext structure of online text can shorten the amount of information that has to be added to a single text. The extra information can be given in texts that are linked to the initial text. For this to be functional, there are a few prerequisites. First of all, the target groups have to know how the links work. This is only possible if the target groups have experience with the internet. We cannot expect that all target groups have such skills and knowledge, meaning that they know that they have to click on the link and how they can get back to the initial text. For this reason, links have to be explicitly introduced in the initial text, and they have to be instructed that they can click on the link. Another prerequisite is that the information in the link text is comprehensible and perceptible for the target groups. An easy-to-read text should therefore only link to other easy-to-understand texts or explicitly explain that the linked text is not in easy-to-understand language. As an example, we show you the homepage of the North German Broadcasting Association. If they use links, they explicitly guide the action. The users are instructed to click on the link. Links are also underlined to visually highlight them. Considering previous knowledge, authors and translators of easy-to-understand texts, be it easy or plain language, need to consider which kinds of previous knowledge can be expected from the target groups. The target groups cannot be expected to have the same amount of knowledge on a subject as other groups have that do not need comprehensibility-enhanced texts. Therefore, it is important to introduce additional information necessary for the target groups to understand the content. This becomes especially clear when translating or adapting material into easy or plain language. The source text may presuppose knowledge that the target groups do not have. Easy and plain language experts should be able to recognize those gaps and fill them with the information needed. This may regard content, but also terminology that may not be known to the target groups. It is not always possible to avoid terminology if talking on an expert subject. This terminology has to be explained. On text type knowledge, presupposed previous knowledge may also be text type knowledge. Experienced readers deduce at first glance which text type a text belongs to. On this basis, they have expectations on the content and functions of a text even prior to reading. For instance, when reading written news on a website, the sole visual presentation of the text will indicate that the text will inform about news and events. This knowledge helps experienced readers to find the macro proposition of a text, that is, its main points, and thus facilitate reading. Even if research has shown that even the primary easy language target groups have some forms of text type knowledge, this knowledge is more restricted than in average readers. These readers need more information on the text type they are confronted with. The main points of the text and its functionality have to be brought to the surface. For example, in informative texts, the use of questions that are answered directly afterwards in the text show very clearly that the text's intention is to inform. On text type conventions, the users of easy-to-understand languages do have some previous knowledge on many text types, even if limited compared to average readers. It is therefore helpful not to erase all text type conventions from the easy-to-understand texts. This often happens for easy language texts, but it might not be really helpful. Therefore, texts in easy-to-understand language should keep at least part of the text type conventions of the original texts. But it has to be stated that the features of easy-to-understand language sometimes make it difficult to keep the text types conventions. For example, it is considered to enhance comprehensibility if a story or event is told in chronological order. News texts usually do not have this structure. They typically do not tell the story chronologically, but rather start with the actual news item and tell the events in flashbacks and flash forwards. The slide shows this structure in a typical news text. Such a structure requires an elaborate grammatical inventory, for example, with respect to tenses, that are not at hand in easy-to-understand languages. Such texts may be interesting to read, but they require complex comprehension skills that may not be present in the target groups of easy language. A story in chronological order would be easier to understand, but clashes with text type conventions of a news text. To relate a news story in chronological order would therefore erase the news character of a text. In the easy language target text version of this same news text, uncompromise was used. The easy language target text gives up chronological order. It starts with the actual news item, in this case, a conviction in court, and does present some flashbacks, but at the same time reduces the number of such flashbacks and pools the information on the single time levels. So the target text information is easier to process, but still presents qualities of a news text. To sum up, it may not be possible to keep text type conventions completely, but they should not be completely erased. Easy to understand language should have a bridging function. That means that comprehensibility enhanced texts, apart from helping to understand a specific content, should also build a bridge to the standard text. Target groups should be able to learn from text in easy or plain language about the content, but also about the textual conventions of regular texts. In this way, they gain text type specific knowledge. This video lecture has been prepared by Sergio Hernandez and Cristiano Maas from the University of Hildesheim. You can reach us at ezit@unihildesheim.de.
The project ezit has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the ezit project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidad de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod Risa. Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.